Listening Library presents A Map for Wrecked Girls by Jessica Taylor. Read for you by Shannon McManus. Chapter 1. We sat at the edge of the ocean, my sister Henry and I, inches apart, but not touching at all. The blue horizon was only beginning to swallow the sun, and I was already shivering. We'd been so sure someone would find us by now. Alex was the first to say help would be coming soon, but I didn't quite believe him. When Henry said it, though, in that moment, I knew it had to be true. Only months before, I'd trusted Henry more than I trusted myself. Wherever she told me to go, I'd follow. If she said something was true, then it had to be so. With nobody to save us in sight, I tied my hopes to the memory of Henry from before, the older sister with the best advice, the one who never started hating me. Rescue crews take time, I said now. My legs wobbled from the life raft bobbing in the ocean all day. I hugged my knees to my chest, forcing them still. They probably don't even know we're missing yet. A tear ran fast down Henry's cheek. She wiped it away. And with it, she took the last of my hope in her. For the first time, I was afraid we'd die on this shore. Henry shot a glare down the far end of the beach, where Alex stood with his bare feet in the surf. He kept his back to us, like if we didn't see his face, we wouldn't know he was crying. Sobs racked his shoulders. "He's a real pillar of strength, Emma," Henry said.